This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Forever Dog.
When your first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us.
Sloppy
seconds.
Oh, Diva.
Our number is 213-536-9180.
Oh, you got Jazzy with it.
Nine one eight zero. Our email is sloppysecondspot@gmail.com. Now on with the show. Are you ready for some sloppy seconds, you stupid little fucks, you nasty little fucks, you stupid dirty little fucks? Currently, as we are speaking, Sherry Pie is on television. Welcome to Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. This is Big Dipper and that's Meatball.
Girl, because the little children on the internet were dragging Tamron Hall, and she was like, let me give you a little piece of my mind. I've been doing this for 30 years. I've interviewed rapists. I've interviewed murderers.
Is that what she said?
She started the segment with like, I know.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
I just watched a little bit of the segment. And, you know, she's like, I know a lot of you has something to say about the way that I have booked my show. But, R. Kelly got interviewed. She literally was like, we interview people because what is the tagline of my show? I've never seen the Tamron Hall show, but the tagline is, I guess it's let's talk about it. So she was like, let's talk about it.
You know what's so funny is I just did Tony Soto's podcast less than an hour ago, and we talked about this. And what we kind of were discussing was how possibly it would be unfair to just have her side of the story and not maybe have a victim impact statement or a video or something from I could see the lipstick on my teeth from somebody who had been affected by it. So then it's a conversation about this is what you did, how do you feel about that, and here is a victim. But if it's just going to be her telling her side of the story, then you're kind of only getting a one-sided portion of it,
and then you're forcing a victim, a person who has already been public in the press, to then do a TV interview when they don't want to do that. Girl,
well, maybe they. Well, that's what I'm not saying that you should force the person to do it. I'm saying that you should be like, this is a way this person wants to have this conversation. Let's do it publicly.
Right.
But this brings me to my question of, remember when I wanted to have Lady MAGA on?
I didn't want to give her any kind of
platform. You didn't want to give her any air. And so is this not any different from that in your mind, or is this different?
I don't know. I think it's very complicated.
I answered the question in my own head because it's two very different scenarios. And
yes,
they have
it's
nothing
different.
To do with each other.
We're going to talk more about this, but we do have a special guest coming up that we do want to get to, and I see them in the waiting room already of the chat.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to your ears
from season 12 of RuPaul's Drag Race, winner of Miss Congeniality and the oh so soft and subtle fall into the gap. It's Heidi in Closet.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored and soft and supple and living my best life as one tends to do.
See, I fucked up and I wrote soft and subtle, but I meant to write supple, but I think my fingers. So then, Meatball, you said soft and subtle instead of.
Oh, well, I was thinking about myself. Sometimes I get confused about how soft I am.
It's very soft. Look at this skin.
I know. You look very good. That is a beautiful eye.
If I had looked this good on season 12.
Can I say something to you? I thought it was a little bit shady that they said most improved makeup. Did you take that offensively? Because I would have been like, wait, y'all just said I was ugly the whole time?
I mean, I got a trophy out of it. That's the important part.
She's collecting hardware.
I got something out of it, okay? I got a can of soup.
Yes, bitch.
So
how are you?
You know, I'm actually really, really good. I'm really happy with where I'm at right now. I'm really trying to just keep moving forward, you know, just release the gap. So, you know, I'm very happy with that. My first parody song, and I'm just really pleased with it. I'm just living life right now. So I'm doing really, really well, actually. So
we love that. So, yeah. So this week, you put out a music video, GAP, which is the acronym for Get Away, Please, right? Get Away, Please?
Get Away,
Please. Get Away, Please.
Get Away, Please. And the video is stacked, honey. You've got Widow Von Du, Jada Essence Hall, Priyanka, Brooklyn Heights, Aurora Sexton, Manila's in there, Sasha Colby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The girls,
honey. The girls are girling, honey.
The girls are girling.
The girls are girling.
So what was it like doing that big of a shoot in the middle of a pandemic? It must have been wild with all the rules and stuff.
Oh, dear Lord, it was. First and foremost, yes, everyone who is listening and seeing this, yes, we did abide by the rules. Fun. I just want y'all to let y'all know that everyone got tested.
Right.
And honestly, I just want, so y'all know it was real. I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all a little tea that we were actually going to have two cameramen rolling. But one of the cameramen came back up as positive for COVID, and they were not allowed to shoot with us.
Oh, she got
So that's how y'all know that we were safe. I just want everyone to know everyone was safe. I know it was a very big project. There was a lot of us together, but guess what? None of us were positive. And anyone who came up positive could not shoot with us. So it was actually an amazing, amazing time. It felt like a party, mainly because like part of the setting was a party. So we were kind of just getting into character while doing it. But it was a lot of fun. And, you know, I feel like I had a lot of my friends there with me. Like, I've befriended Brooklyn. I befriended Manila. That was my first time meeting Priyanka in person. But we FaceTimed many times and become friends over the phone. And I had my good Judy's Widow and Jada with me. And I love me some Sasha. I love me some Aurora. And even some of the men's in the videos.
Right.
We had the men's. We had Dakota Payne. And just,
I recognize a few of the male performers. Yeah.
I'm sure you did.
Meepaw has attended a casting couch or two in her
time.
I've cleaned a couple of them myself.
So have you ever written a song before? Obviously, you know, you wrote your verse on I'm That Bitch on Drag Race. But like, you know, like it is a well-known fact that after the race, you know, people write music and put out music videos. Was this your first experience doing that process?
Yes, actually, it was. This was my very first time, other than on the show, writing anything lyrical. I remember when I first came up with the idea with my fans, I took it. I was like, it's going to be a parody. And I was like, who do I know that's an amazing parody queen? And it was Willem. And I went to Willem.
Oh, sure.
Like, Willem, yes. What should I go with this direction? Because I just knew I wanted it to be a parody of WAP and it needed to be named GAP. I didn't know what direction. She's the one that helped me with the concept of Get Away, Please. And she helped me with a couple of the little first couple lines and stuff. And then I took it and ran with it. I wrote the rest of my portions. I think she helped me with the first verse a little bit. And then I wrote my second and my third verse myself. And then I contacted Widow. She wrote her two verses. And we just made it happen. It was just, yeah.
That's
crazy,
so
crazy
incredible.
Stuff.
Now, is this a Brad Hammer production?
It is a Brad Hammer production.
Oh, yes, Mama.
Does Brad have one of those drops? You know, like when like producers make a lot of beats? I feel like there needs to be what you just said, but on the front end of all the videos, they're like, this is Brad Hammer production.
We all know those queens that just go and steal B. Ames's mixes offline. And it still says, this is a B. Ames production.
Yes!
And they don't take the watermark out. They just leave it in there. That's what he needs in his, this is a Brad Hammer production.
Yes.
That's exactly what he needs.
So what was it like having like such a huge, because I know he runs his productions like a fucking production. Was this the first time that everything working was just about you and like you were in control? Like, how did that feel?
I guess it kind of was. I didn't think of anything of it, really. I was just...
She's a star. Felt correct.
When it's right, it's right. What can I say? But no, I also was very like... I just had a good time with it, too. Like, when I wasn't the focus point of it, I was just out there entertaining the people who, like, the male dancers.
Those dancers, and I wanted to spend some quality time with them.
I was just out there just having a good time and just, like... made sure I was on time for everything, but still just had a good time while doing it. And then it was just, everyone was like, we just make sure it was up to your standards. I was like, it's already there, baby, because I had like no standards. I was like, this is what, I don't know how this is going to turn out. I hope it's good, but baby, it might not be. But I think it turned out phenomenally, and I'm so happy.
Much congratulations to you.
Thanks.
I want to take us back. I want you to paint a picture of Ramsar, North Carolina.
Okay.
I did a little Wikipedia, and there are less than 2,000 people who live there. Is that correct?
I think it's about 1,700. Yes, correct.
In the 336, only 1,700 people?
Homie.
Wait, so we're you better throw those symbols.
That's what... Not this.
Y'all can't tag.
Were you having to travel a bunch to do shows? Or was there a gay bar in Ramsar? Like, how did you start performing?
The closest gay bar is about 30 to 45 minutes away, depending on who's driving.
Okay.
Depends on who's driving. It's 30 to 45 minutes away. So yeah, it was always a lot of driving involved. It wasn't easy. It definitely was not. Picture it. Ramsar. 2015.
Give us the rundown. A gay bar in Ramsar?
No, there's not even a bar.
Not a
bar.
No. We have McDonald's.
Did you do parking lot shows? See,
hell no.
Had it been 2020, you would have. I would have been in the parking lot
at the gas station I worked at doing shows. Because the gas station I worked at was the hangout. We had all these men. They would always come up there. We called them the peanut gallery. They were like older gentlemen. They would just come just hang out and chill like all day at the gas station. And I called them the peanut gallery. They were always nice. But yeah, I would have if it was more accepting like it is now, I definitely would have been having shows up in the parking lot, calling it a day, making my coin. Because we had a truck stop too. Because we had a little truck stop. I'm gonna make it all.
Were you a lot lizard? Were you hanging out over there?
Let me tell you a story, meatball.
Oh,
That was legitimately a joke.
So how did you connect to a drag scene where you would travel? Okay, so North Carolina, is that like Raleigh, Durham?
Yes, Charlotte. Okay. Yeah,
Charlotte. Wow. Wait. I'm trying to remember where I played. Meatball, where have you played in North Carolina?
Oh, I'm sure she's played a lot of places.
There used to be a party called Shiprocked. Did you ever hear of a party called Shiprocked? Sort of like a music.
Shiprocked.
It was like a like at a rock club, sort of like an alternative queer rock drag party.
That doesn't
party.
Seem like my scene.
No, okay. I played there, so it doesn't seem
I thought like my scene. Thing is, I thought when you said ship, I instantly thought of Wilmington, North Carolina, because they have the big ships in the. Yeah, so I guess not.
Well, I performed in North Carolina. What is the name of that club?
The guy with the tattooed dick. We always talk about
him. Was that North Carolina? Vice versa?
Yeah, where is that? Oh, no, that's in Virginia.
That's Virginia.
That's
anyway,
Virginia.
So you've moved all the way from North Carolina. Oh, Flex. Okay. I done Flex.
Yes, there was a Flex.
So where did you perform in North Carolina?
There was a club in Greensboro, North Carolina that I dared not talk about because they did me wrong. So I'm not going to give them no press.
Fuck
those people.
But the places that did treat me were like Legends in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay.
I performed there. And, you know, just other places around and just had an amazing time. You know, just lived life to the fullest.
So you go from North Carolina being a good Christian girl who's never done anything bad in a truck stop lot, and you get on Drag Race, and then you move to LA. Is it like a culture shock about how things are done here? Or
oh my God, everything's so different. It's even people that are gay are different here.
They're worse.
Yeah.
They're worse. Dear God, they're worse. But there's also some really good people out here too. So it's for me, the most difficult thing has been navigating between the people who are real and mean well versus knowing who not to trust, basically.
Yeah.
And my contour just got real sickening.
Oh, yeah, you did. Look at them teeth.
Oh, she found the shadow, honey. Wait, so, but you moved to LA in the middle of a fucking pandemic.
I did. It's so ironic. Because
are you in the same building with Widow? Who else is in your building?
No one's in the building right now, but I live in the building across the street from where Vanjie and Silky used to live.
But they moved to
now
Puerto
they moved
Vallarta.
To Puerto Vallarta.
Right.
Okay. Wait, but did you also live in the same building as Orville Peck? Because I would.
No, but I've hung out with him at his place.
I love him.
I love Orville. Oh my God. I love Orville Redenbacher. Yeah.
He do have the popcorn.
It do be like that sometimes. Mm. That was my name in prison, popcorn.
Ooh.
So, I've never been a prisoner.
So, I've never been a prisoner.
Thank you for clarifying. Wait, so you are on your Instagram very regularly. Getting a machine.
I love when you answer questions. You're so funny. And you're always just like in the back of a cab or like just somewhere random and you're like, I got 15 minutes.
I got time.
But you're currently carving ab muscles on a machine with Brooklyn. Is this what is that machine doing?
So now you big time Hollywood now.
Right.
You know, in life, we make choices. And the choice I made happened when I got up one morning and I saw what COVID had done to my body. It had ravished me, okay? But I was like, wow, this little gut right here, I'm tired of wearing three girdles. I'd rather just wear one, have abs. So what I'm doing is I am EM Sculpting. It's a machine called EM Sculpting, NEM Sculpt. And you go there and they plug it on you. It contracts the muscles in your stomach region, or they can put it on your booty too. But that's next.
I need a fat ass. I just saw a picture of myself, honey, from behind, and it's
baby.
A mess.
I wasn't gonna say it, but
my back is long over here. I'll tell you that. Yeah, much.
I'm worse than Taylor Swift.
Back is long and the day is long. Lord have mercy. Actually,
does it hurt?
It does. It's not that it hurts. It's just, it's a lot of contracting. So, you know, when you work out a muscle,
no,
and you can start.
I've never done that before.
What is that? What do you mean?
What are you talking? You kept like moving your arm?
I feel like I came to the wrong place for this conversation. Tell me if I'm wrong. Read the room, sis. Read the room, sis.
So it's like tingly.
It's very that. And it's like, it heats up too. So it's like, it's supposed to be like melting the fat as well. Like it melts the fat, contracts the muscles. So you get a bunch of stuff all at once. And I can already see a little difference. It's a slow progression after you see results after all the stuff is done, like weeks later.
Yeah.
But you can see the progress a little bit, little by little. And I've already seen, I was like, oh, I can see where my six pack will be after this fat melt.
Yeah. Well,
I don't need to melt it. I just want to move it. I just need, that's it needs the thing to just too. Move over to the back.
That's called a Brazilian butt lift. Don't they take it from your stomach and stick it in your booty?
Girl.
It'd be like that sometimes.
I wish. That's what I want.
Oh, but before I forget, where we get it done, where me and Brooklyn get it done, is at Dr. Rosenberg Plastic Surgery in Beverly Hills. Just want to make sure I'm plugging that, darling.
Oh, right.
He's a friend of the doll.
He loves the girls.
He does love the girls.
He loves the girls.
Anytime someone's getting something done, I'm like, oh, I didn't know they were in LA. Oh, they're at Dr. Rosenberg. Oh, good for him.
Okay. And then she comes out looking like, she's looking like, okay, there it is.
There it is. So she got lips. Very youthful today.
She looks so young.
Right. We're gonna take a quick break and go see Dr. Rosenberg, and we will be right back.
Yes.
Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long.
When my fridge is stocked with Factor meals, I'm like, oh baby, I don't have to think about this. Mm-hmm. Like, It is so nice. The combinations are so good. I am a meat eater, but the vegetable options, there are so many. Like, I remember I had it was a mushroom with pasta and like a cauliflower rice. And I was like, the mushroom is filling. Like, there's plenty of portion, there's plenty of vegetable, and there's plenty of flavor. And I am usually sort of not a microwave person.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool that this quality of food can just be heated up in the microwave.
And so fast. I also love it because I am a very much into ordering delivery.
I know.
Now having all the food there, I can kind of pick what I want and it's ready in 2 minutes. I don't have to wait an hour for stuff to get delivered. And these are way healthier options than ordering delivery.
Completely. And when they have multiple things in them, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, if I cook for myself, all I'm going to eat is the biggest bowl of pasta you've ever seen in your life. But this is you get a little pasta and the chicken and a vegetable all in one dish.
Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you gotta do is heat up and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause to reschedule deliveries that suit your lifestyle.
And we're celebrating Earth Day all month long with Factor. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu items for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/sloppyseconds50 and use code sloppyseconds50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box.
That's code SLOPPYSECONDS50 at factormeals.com/SLOPPYSECONDS50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
That's a sleigh, baby.
Okay, we are back, and you iconically entered the workroom on season 12 with a vocal sound, and that sound was.
Oh, I'm assuming that you try to cue me to do it. One second, please.
Cause she gotta get the note.
Gotta get it right. Gotta make sure my throat is lubricated.
It's so loud that my headphones couldn't even play it.
I couldn't even hear it.
I didn't even hear it. I saw your mouth and tongue moving, but I heard the first note of it, and then it disappeared.
My face
is completely
red.
It's my mating call. Did it work? Did it make y'all's lady bits jump?
Oh, yeah. I'm wet from the waist down, Ma.
Oh, that, well, that's
oh,
not...
Oh, no, I peed.
I was about to say, you did that before I got here. Don't do that. Don't do that, Sue.
So you were on what some people call one of the wildest seasons of Drag Race ever.
Mm-hmm.
It premiered on February 28th, 2020, which is almost a full year ago.
But crazy to think just 1 year.
Well, it feels like, no offense, but it just feels like forever ago because of the pandemic and everything.
It really does. And it's crazy to think that... It's crazy how it feels like it's been ages,
mm-hmm.
but it's literally not even been a full year yet. Like, it's closing in on it, but it still hasn't even been a full year yet. Like, it'll be a year in 2 weeks.
So, oh my
goodness. Yeah. Do you feel like you had your Drag Race experience stolen from you? Because most of the time, you finish your season, you hop on a plane, and you just start flying every weekend. It's Pride, it's that. And now everything's gone digital. Luckily, you've been doing those commercials. Congratulations.
Time flies when you're moisturized.
Hey! Yay! The Olay doll.
But do you feel... Yes, come on, Miss Olay. Ooh. Do you feel like you had kind of something stolen from you?
I wouldn't say stolen. Definitely, it's not what I expected my first year as a Rue Girl was going to be. It's definitely not that. But honestly, I can say I've been very fortunate to, as y'all see, I've been working.
Yes.
Not all the girls can say that, especially from my season. Not all the girls can say they've been working.
Ooh.
And I've been very, very fortunate. That's not shade. It's just a fact.
Oh, wait, is it
it's
shade?
Just, it's shade to
not
me.
Shade. That's
it's
not
shade.
Shade
to me.
It's shade to me. I don't
turned
know how
on.
You yeah. find the strength. How do you find the strength to put makeup on in the middle of a pandemic and say, let me do this Zoom call in full dress? Like, how do you have
and
the
get
strength?
This coin?
Well, that's the strength.
Well, now, honestly, my thing is I try not to ever say no to a gig. That's mm-hmm. my thing.
Yeah.
If I can make it happen, I will do it. There's this one gig. It was Pride Castle that I did with Voss Event.
With Voss Event.
Oh, right. Yeah. That was gorgeous.
And it was back in Pride Month. And actually, I wasn't originally supposed to be there for it. I had less than 2 days to prepare for it. Like, they called me, they said, we need you to do such and such. I was like, okay. And they called me on a Tuesday afternoon at like 5 o'clock. And they said, I have to fly out Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Oh, because hadn't lived here yet.
Yeah. So I had less than 48 hours to get a look made, to get a mix made, and get everything I needed organized, packed, and on a plane to go and do it. And I did.
And then you had to get there and learn the choreo.
And did. And then was also crowned Miss Pride Castle as well.
Honey.
Yes, Miss Pride Castle.
A lot of hardware over there.
Absolutely. My thing is I always want to put in the work and I want to do my best always. And my thing is I always want to outdo myself than the last time I was in drag or any time I was doing anything work. That's my thing. And that's always what's driving me to better myself, to one up myself. Yeah. I am my own competition.
And it 100% shows. I do not stop seeing you everywhere right
totally.
Now.
Totally.
I'm so happy for you. Because it's not, like you said, it's not the same for the other girls. Some of them have kind of slowly disappeared.
Well, and I think we saw that on your season. Because
when they took a girl out of the show.
Well.
Oh, no.
There were also...
See, that's listen, what we're not allowed to talk about.
I'm not trying to have this call terminated, meatball, so just calm down.
I will.
The nails of my contour come off my chair.
So there were a number of things that, you know, we all experienced together while watching your season where I think other people would feel like a little defeated, but you use that as fuel to the fire. For instance, when Nicki Minaj said don't to your face, it. I don't like your hair and makeup.
Yeah, look now.
Dude,
look at those eyes. It's a halo eye with a neon white line. Ooh, it's gorgeous.
I also think I figured out what a cut crease was recently. Someone explained it well to me, and yours is stunning.
Yes, that's
thank you. That literally lit a fire under me. Even while I was there when that happened, it lit a fire under me to try and better my makeup. And look at the doll now. Look at her.
Honey.
Yeah.
A woman.
You also found out you had a kale allergy?
Oh, my goodness.
That's insane to me.
The universe was trying to take me out. You see how it
you
is.
You wouldn't let it.
Because you so, literally you went can't. To the hospital.
You ate kale and then you went to the hospital and then let the next...
Yes. So I got... I ate the kale. We got back to the hotel room and I started breaking out. But I thought it was just going to be a regular breakout. No, it kept going. It kept getting worse. My lip was bigger than meatballs. And
wow. And then she goes, That's not shade.
She's not shade. But your lip is on your chin.
That was shade.
But no, my lip was like really swollen. My chest was tightening. My throat felt like it was closing. Hives all over my body. And this is, I don't remember what time it was, but it was late already. And I had to go to the emergency room and I had to stay at the emergency room until I showed signs of getting better.
Ooh.
And I didn't get back to my hotel room till about 4 o'clock in the morning. And I didn't fall asleep till about 5-ish. And I had to be up at 6:30.
Oh my God. Wait, that was a performance day. They performed I'm That Bitch that day.
That was the same day. Yes, it was. Dear Lord.
And at that point, you're like fully sequestered, right? So you don't have your cell phone. You can't like call your family correct. And be like, I'm in the ER.
Oh! Correct.
That's scary to me.
But I remember crying that night.
Sure.
Before I left for the ER, and it wasn't because I was having an allergic reaction, because I've had an allergic reaction before.
Okay.
I remember crying because I didn't want to get sent home. That was literally why I was crying. I was in tears. I was like, I don't want them to send me home. This would be the worst thing in the world to happen if they were to send me home right now. And I just remember breaking down in tears and just having like a terrible, terrible meltdown before going. It was one of the worst days of my life ever.
But then you fucking slayed.
Yeah, and then you killed it. What a star. What a that, fucking just that little star.
Okay, and another thing you ever overcame is Miss RuPaul Charles telling you to change your name at every drop of the hat.
Did you ever get tired of it?
No, I thought it was, no, I just thought it was a fun game. You know, my thing is, she might hate my name, but guess what? She knows you. My name. She might hate it, but she knows it, baby, which means I'm not fading into the background, which means I'm doing something right. So that was my mentality about the whole thing. So I was okay with it. I was just having fun with it. So it didn't bother me, no. I did consider changing it a couple of times. Usually, it was really the last one I really considered changing to, the Aphrodite one, because I thought it was a really gorgeous name. Heidi Aphrodite, yes. That's a gorgeous name.
Totally.
But when it came down to it, after I got home and the fans started watching the show, and they really fell in love with the Heidi Closet, and then I realized, I'm like, you know what? Heidi Closet just fits me. You know, it's just me. So I couldn't change it in the end. But yeah, I it didn't bother me that she was doing that. I thought it was funny. And at least I knew she didn't forget about me.
That's good. I mean, do you think good. That there's... Do you think that
the podcast. How are you going to respond to it? So, answer well, with I'm you going, trying to that's decide, good.
I'm trying to decide if I'm about to ask this shady question. And
oh,
I
do
am.
It. Yeah, do it.
Do you go think ahead. That there were girls at that time that she didn't know their name? By like episode 2 or 3 where she had to be like earpiece. Oh yes.
Oh dear
is.
God, I have no idea. Honestly, no, I don't think so, because she actually like she got along with our cast fairly well. So I think she knew all of us.
Well,
I think
also, no one was wearing any H&M on the stage.
This is true. I think it was the fact that we had the two premieres where we're all separate.
Mm-hmm.
It really helped her be able to like, okay, this is so-and-so, this is so-and-so. I think that's what that was.
Yeah, there's a lot of conversation amongst the fandom that I think people really like the double premiere, because then you learn about everyone.
Absolutely. You at least get some personal time. Ooh, the breasts were out.
Ooh, honey. We're going to have to edit those out, honey. Also, I thought it was wonderful that y'all were brought back for the Halloween special. That was really cute and fun, and it was a great way to see everyone again.
It was a lot of fun. Oh, my goodness. I just love working with my season 12 sisters. They're all so amazing and great and talented. I remember right after we finished filming, and I didn't feel like I belonged in the cast, because throughout the season, I became such huge fans of all of them that I felt like they were such big stars to me that I didn't fit in with them. And Britta, Nikki, a couple others, I had like one-on-one talks with them, and they were like, girl, you're just along here with us, you belong with us, you are just as big of a star as any of us, and this, that, and third. And they really like helped me like push through that insecurity, because I did feel like I didn't belong for many times, because I didn't have the nicest things like some of the other girls, I didn't have all the experiences some of them had had, so I did feel a little inadequate in ways, but they reassured me, and that's what made me even bigger fans of them, because knowing that they saw something in me and wanted me to keep pushing and be who the best me. So season 12 are some bad bitches.
Well, and that's on TV. They really are.
And I'm sure that there's even a stronger bond, because you experience something, you know, like, okay, so since your season, we've had Canada, we've had Holland, we were in the middle of 13, UK that took a 7-month break, you know, they have a unique experience.
Oh my God.
There are all of these people. Mama. And like we said, we haven't even been a year, but your season is the only season that has gone in expecting one result, but the pandemic changed it, versus absolutely. These other seasons have sort of been filming within the pandemic.
They kind of, or at least kind of knew what was the team.
Right. And so do you feel like that bond has made your bond even stronger?
It's just delicately
highlighting your breast.
Yeah, you're like, let me give a little. And you know what? It is working.
It really is working, honey. She took that Wowie for Most Improved Makeup and said, I'm going to keep showing you something.
It's going to go from my face down to my titties.
Wow.
And keep going.
That really did make a difference.
Because now they popping, honey. Look a little moist.
Moist.
But what was the question? I'm sorry.
You're close with your girls? You're on a group chat or something?
Oh, absolutely. We are in a group chat called The 12. And and it's the 12
of you.
Yeah, it's
and
the math.
It's the, and it's and the it's the 12.
We got it. Yeah, the 12 of you.
Now, what is the group chat that you have with Cornbread Jeté? Is that just called Fat Messy Bitch?
No, that is just called Dramatic Experiences with Me and Bread. Dramatic Experiences with the Closet and Bread.
I like that her nickname is Bread.
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 Well, I call her Corn or Bread. It depends on the mood. Like, if I want something for her, I'm like, Bread. Bread. And then if I'm upset with her, I'm like, Corn.
Now, everybody who doesn't know, we're talking about Cornbread, who is an LA-based drag queen. I think we talk about her on here.
Yeah, Cornbread Jeté.
Cornbread Jeté. Fabulous. I love
She's incredible.
Would you do
All Stars? Would you go back? And
no, I would not do. I would not do Cornbread. No.
No, we're gonna get into sex in a moment. That's our next.
Was that
segment.
Not the question? Was that
not the question? But we're.
That's
gonna
what
get
I heard.
There.
Would you do an All Stars? Go back
would
on TV.
I do All Star. You know, let me tell you a story.
Okay.
Once upon a time,
not long ago.
Meatball was a hoe.
Yeah,
and she's admitting it. And would I go back to All Stars if they asked? Yeah, I think I would.
I think it would be great.
I think everyone would want to see you on that.
Everyone
TV.
Wants to see you, like the Thank new you. Elevated you.
Oh my goodness! The thing is, I enjoyed my time on the show very much through the triumph, through the stress, through the kale, you know, all that jazz. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done. But it was also one of the most amazing and fun experiences I've ever had in my life as well. So I would definitely go back and just know that if she was to ever return, just make sure you keep an eye on the runway because it's going to get burnt down.
Ooh, by yes, my looks. Because that is something that is very true. Your costuming has gone up like 2,000,000%. You look incredible.
Thank you. Wow. I am going back to burn the building down.
Hey. You know, I was thinking about it too. You know, they always like to theme that, like the fandom is like, oh, a winner's season or like a first off season. I'm like,
I
what about
congeniality
a miscongeniality season?
Yes.
Without Benda LaCreme.
I was about to say.
Without Bendela.
She said, Dayla can stay at home. We don't need
I love Bendela, but she can stay at home.
So it would be you and Valentina.
Nina West.
Latrice.
Nina West, Latrice.
Nina Will.
Is Cynthia Lee Fontaine.
Cynthia Lee Fontaine.
Eureka O'Hara.
What?
Did Eureka win?
No. Eureka, you just said Eureka O'Hara. I love her, but no, she did not win no Miss Congeniality. Stop
You're like,
it.
She doesn't need to be on TV anymore. She did 2 seasons. She got her sure HBO has. Show.
She already got enough TV in her spirit.
She's on a lot of shows. She's on a lot of shows. I guess I don't really remember everyone who was a Miss Congeniality.
Nina Flowers,
Monet.
Pandora Box.
Monet. But she won.
So without her, too. She already won. So no Monet, no Bendela. So all but them and whoever has quit. But yeah, I just no because
right.
Ivy.
Some of the girls quit.
Ivy has retired. Ivy Winters, she's retired.
Oh, she no longer does drag at all.
At all, she's posted a lot of pictures with chickens.
Yeah, I think she raises animals.
She raises animals and makes hot air balloons.
It be like that sometimes.
A stunning life. All right. Well, listen, we have one final segment that we're going to do when we come back after this break.
Fuck talk. Oh, I just had a funny idea. If you come back for All Stars, you should come back with that thing back in your teeth to fill the gap and be like, look, I got my teeth fixed.
Oh,
you
my know, God, no.
Every girl always gets some crazy surgery.
This is
anyway,
true. Love
we're back for
done.
Fuck talk. It's our segment where we have a fun sexual discussion about a past sexual experience that was funny or wacky or out of control. Now, are you allowed to talk about that on your press tour? Or will you
what
man
sex
sex or will you get
he
in trouble?
He didn't say not to.
Okay.
Okay. So do you have a funny weird story about Ramser?
When people Ramser, the gas station or the truck stop or the McDonald's parking lot? A lot of trade.
Trade is a strong word.
Okay.
I don't know. I know what Ramsor got, and I wouldn't call it trade. But it's got something there. It's got it's got heart.
Mm.
It's got character. It's effervescent. Is that a word?
Yeah, that's a word.
Did you?
What does it mean?
It means like
light and bubbly and fun.
Yeah,
so effervescence. So I was the effervescent. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you were a young ingenue.
That's correct.
Ooh. Oh, there's the ingenue.
There it is.
She's giving it to us.
Like, ooh. when you make out with people, do they try to like tongue fuck your gap?
Oh my god.
Was that too much?
Oh my god.
Look at this chair though.
Look like someone's on that chair.
I can't believe you just said that to her face.
I've never noticed that, but now I have to pay attention to it. But what I do when I kiss someone, I do sometimes use my gap. Like, you know how sometimes you like nibble on the bottom lip?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I sometimes put the bottom lip in between my
and slide it through.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like that.
That feels great.
Said, mind this gap, honey.
Fall into the gap. Now available on iTunes, Spotify, and all these other places. And go watch it on my YouTube.
Yes, go watch the video. It's very funny. And it, oh my god, it's so good. When Aurora Sexton does her little
letter.
There are so many good fantasies, artistries, looks in the video.
Thank you.
But let's talk about sex for real. Did you have a very active sex life in Ramsar?
No, not really, no. I honestly, I've never been like super sexual because growing up, I come from a small town and I always had like this vision in my head of wanting to it all be perfect, all happen at the right time, like find the right guy, we get married, did this, and a third. And so I held off actually a good little bit before even I think I lost my virginity at 21.
22 here.
Yeah, so I waited a long time.
12 year.
Stop.
Ooh. I'm just kidding.
Mean, but you're not, so stop.
No.
But she's being so serious. Look at her.
No,
she's
what do you like, mean? I put on my blazer. I'm a reporter today.
She's like that.
I'm
that,
here looking for the truth.
She's like that.
Go see Tamron Hall for the truth.
Don't look. Don't even make a face. Don't even make a face.
Okay, but you were saying you lost your virginity at 21.
Yes. And you know, I get into some stuff, you know.
Yeah, is it different now that you're in LA? Well, now there's a pandemic, so you can't do anything.
No, really. I mean, I'm not saying I'm like an innocent little like.
You do your business. You do what you gotta do.
You know, I live my life to the fullest,
honey. Bless.
Now, whether that's me being full or filling something up. That's another story. You know,
we're not gonna get to the bottom of this. Are you a bottom?
I always try to get to the bottom of it, baby.
Okay.
I enjoy a good bottom.
Well, listen, all I'm saying is you had all those little men's at your music video shoot and you knew they was tested.
Oh my god, fun you story is.
Oh, was it an orgy after? Because you all
no, it wasn't an orgy. I was making a joke when I was there. So I was walking around feeling my fantasy like the real woman that I was giving and whatnot. She's always like, oh, y'all gonna see all this woman fantasy today, just living my best life, whatever. And then all of them were getting into their swimwear. And so I was like, oh my goodness, all these menses, I'm gonna be waiting upstairs in the boudoir waiting for y'all or whatnot trees. And they're like, okay, just be face down and everything. I was like, oh, y'all think y'all funny. Plot twist, I'm a dom top. So and then I was like, now line up from tallest to shortest. And I'm not talking about your height.
Oh my God. Those Brad Hammer productions, those boys are just walking around naked at some points. I was like,
oh my God.
I was taking it in. I was having if a I wasn't, view.
If I wasn't being a business right now.
Ooh. Ooh. You are a business.
Do straight people behave like we do?
No.
I'm sure.
Probably yeah, worse. Straight man, probably.
Probably worse because it's heteronormative.
Right.
Yeah.
Can fall into some real nasty misogyny.
Oh, I'm sure.
But speaking of like gas stations and truck stops, that just makes me think of like we've been talking a lot about the art of cruising, you know, sort of pre-app or without app. Did I tell you, Meatball, that the other day I was taking a walk in a park
you
and this guy
the park?
Well, this guy pulled his full like semi-hard dick out and like basically nodded for me.
What park were you at?
I was at a park that...
Having a hike in Elysian Park?
I took a hike, but the thing is, I knew it was cruisy, but I wasn't planning on doing anything.
Where? I
just wanted to be around the energy. Do you know what I mean?
You wanted to feel the energy of our gay forefathers.
I wanted to know that there were some people fucking in the bushes over there, but I wasn't going to participate. Correct. And so he followed me for a little bit.
Ooh.
It was daylight, you know what I mean? And I was on a walking path, but I would look back and then he would grab his dick.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's one of those like hiking paths that like you better eat those chips. It was one of those hiking paths that sort of switches back and forth up and, you know, up and down the hill. And
something
so
was gonna
I know in Elysian Park.
Something was going to switch back and forth. Oh.
So then we
should
got to
be a mouth and a booty.
We got to a part where we, you know, we're like, I was walking past him because like the path was crossing. And he grabbed his dick and I stopped and I looked at him. Meanwhile, you know me, I've got a baseball hat. I got headphones. I have my go over sunglasses over my glasses and a mask on. Can't see anything. I'm sure all he was looking at were my legs.
Yeah, and he saw your legs and was like, that father of four probably was stuck on his
And then I was so surprised, he grabbed his dick and I stopped, and then he pulled his pants down and pulled this hog out, and I was like, what do I do? If this wasn't a fucking pandemic, that thing would have been swallowed.
Oh, I would have
absolutely it. I'm sure you would have if it was, and you know what, I'm happy that you chose the social high ground of safety over some couple minutes of pleasure. Because you know what? I have a single that just came out that talks about all that stuff called Gap that just released 2 days ago. And you should give it a watch because it would preach more to you than it. Yes. And everyone who's listening as well.
So
you see, this is how you win the self-promotion challenge.
There you go.
You got to plug it.
And I did.
Honey, she cried right into that face cream. So then I walked past him and I said, nice dick, buddy. And I kept walking.
Oh, poor dick.
And that's how you do it.
Yeah. And you know what? I will tell you, he wasn't wearing a mask. And I kind of think,
of course,
had he been wearing a mask, I might have sucked his dick.
Yeah, I was about to say, if he was in a mask, I would have sucked it.
So what you're saying is, if he had been wearing a mask, you would have took your mask off and...
Yeah, because he would have been wearing a mask.
He would have been wearing a mask and he'd be breathing up above you, you know?
Right. I mean, it would have been risky behavior, but I'm like, you came to walk around this whole thing and didn't have a mask on?
Tragic.
That's trashy. You tragic. Came with that big old, what if he took his pants down and his dick was wearing a mask?
A condom? Do you, Heidi, do you sell masks with your smile and the gap tooth in it?
I actually do. You can go to theheidiandcloset.com.
There you go.
And you can purchase your very own Gap mask. It's my mouth. So, of course, you want it on you. And my Gap is giving very that. It's a purple lip with a gap in it. And it has a filter in it that you can take in and out when you wash it. Mm. So it has a filter in it to help with breathing and all these things. And also the strings on it are adjustable. So they're not like folding your ear over and like hurting you.
Wonderful. I love a mask. Stunning.
Wonderful.
Well,
Heidi,
thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for being here. I had such a wonderful time talking to you. I hope when this is all over, we can go party and weho together, mama.
Absolutely. And thank y'all so much for having me. It really meant a lot to be here to chit chat with y'all.
Yes.
You
know,
talk about all these wonderful, wonderful things about hogs not getting slobbed on and Gap, which is now available on most platforms. So go make sure you watch and hear that.
So and search for Gap and the word Heidi and the letter N and the word closet, and you will find the music video, the song, and go get your merch for Heidi from Heidi.
Some big red juicy lips will pop up, I swear.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to Sloppy Seconds. You can follow us on Instagram at Sloppy Pod. Send us an email at sloppysecondspod@gmail.com or call with a fuck talk story to 213-536-9180.
You can follow me at Big Dipper Jelly. You can follow Meatball at Spiciest Meatball on Instagram or Fat Maga Meatball.
Oh, my
Meatball.
God. Is that learn to talk, thing? You fag.
Or Fat Drag Meatball on Twitter. And you can find Heidi in Closet at Heidi in Closet. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, which come out every Tuesday and Friday. Heidi, you want to give us a little verse or some lyrics for our little outro?
Or you can just scream.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. Or you can scream or whatever you want.
Oh, she's whistling through her teeth. Oh, my goodness.
And then
goodness.
It's the whistle while you twerk.
Forever dog. To listen to Sloppy Seconds ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball. Music, editing, and sound design by William Pitt.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.